Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. And I would like to say good morning to everyone. And we at Bethel Church would like to extend our warmest welcome to all those who are in our sanctuary, those who are sitting in our pavilions outside, and those listening over KKMC radio and the internet to our worship service. And we thank you for coming and listening today. And while you're here, we pray that you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort that only God's Word can give us. And that's why we're here, to be instructed in His Word and to be obedient to Him as much as we possibly can. The scripture of the month is also found in the bulletin in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 8. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Amen. The activities and services of this coming week, this Wednesday the 18th, the midweek service will be held here at Bethel Baptist Church at 7:30 p.m. We would love to invite as many as that can come. If not, it will be broadcast live, and you can email us at secretary@bbcmh.org with your prayer requests, and also listening on our website there. All other Bible studies for the week have been canceled. As you know, we'd like to invite as many that can possibly come an hour earlier on Sunday morning. We begin our Sunday school at 9:45, and would certainly be glad to see as many come as possible. Our remaining services of today have been canceled. Coming up here at Bethel in the near future, of course, today we're going to have the semi-annual congregational meeting after the service today. So if you could please stay today, and we want to look at our financials, and if you have any questions, please come and ask them at this time today after the morning service. Also, Thanksgiving Fellowship will be celebrated on Sunday, November the 22nd. There's a sign-up sheet in the kitchen if you would like to sign up to give us an idea how many will be here. You might say it's the early beginning of fellowship once again, to give thanks to the Lord for being so faithful during this COVID crisis that we're going through, and for faithfulness of you coming and serving Him during this particular time. Also, we're going to have the missionaries Elvis and Stephanie Franco from Bogota will deliver a missionary report on Sunday, November the 22nd, following the morning service. So we'll have a double treat. We get to find out how they're serving the Lord there also. Thanksgiving special service will be held on Wednesday, November the 25th, at 7:30 p.m. If you'd like to come and join us here in our prayer service, and we're going to have a special service to give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and faithfulness to us for this whole year. You know, His mercies were new this morning, right? Every morning we wake up, His mercies are new. So we have so much to be thankful for this past year. And also, I'd like to mention that the ladies' ornament exchange will be on December the 6th. That's December the 6th. Now, let us all participate in joining and with Tae Young at the piano and myself leading the songs and praising our God this morning. And if we'll turn in our hymnals to hymn number 473, 473, first and last verse, please. Thank you. for that wonderful playing, Kay, and everyone singing. Let us continue praising our Lord with number 313. 313, first and last stanzas, please. Once again for that great singing. Let us close now with number 112. If you please stand for the singing of hymn number 112, first and last stanzas, please. Please remain standing, Pastor Thomason.
Thank you very much, Wayne. What a blessing it is that we can gather together to sing the praises of the Lord and to rejoice in Him. I did want to remind people that are listening over KKMC that KKMC has been sold, and we will be off of KKMC by the end of this month. And so if you want to find out where we are on the radio and how we're what we're planning on doing, if that's the case, send me an email at secretary@bbcmh.org or call us at 408-779-2300, and I will let you know as soon as we find out what our opportunities and our options are, what we've decided that we will be doing. Let us pray. Lord, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, rejoicing that you have called us out of the darkness into your marvelous light, filling us with hope, praise, and adoration of you. We come to you and give thanks that in this life we may have difficulties and challenges, but as Paul reminds us in Romans 5, we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And so, Father, we glory in tribulations, knowing that you are using them to train us, to teach us, and to draw us unto yourself, to build up our nature and our character to become more like that of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, so very much for your divine presence, and we do pray for your power and your reviving spirit to be upon your people who are called by your name. That whether they are part of Bethel or they're just part of the body of Christ who name the name of Jesus, there would be a longing and a thirsting for your word and for your presence. The churches throughout the United States would be filled to capacity of people hungering to get to know this Jesus of which we speak. It is you and you alone who is our hope and our peace. It is you who gives a sacrifice, who sacrificed himself for forgiveness of sins and reformation of our own nature and character. This world is in great need of you. And I pray that as we draw closer to you as your people, you draw closer to us, that those that are around us who don't know you would encounter the reality of your transforming power and of the greatness of your love, that they would come and hear your voice and fall down before you, acknowledging that you are God. Lord, I pray for this country. It's in so many ways, in so many different avenues of chaos and turmoil, and whether it's the COVID-19 issues that are being bantered about, or whether it's the riots and the looting that take place from place to place, or whether it's the results of the election, Lord, be in the midst of it and make your presence known and felt, that people would turn to you. Father, we pray for your reviving spirit and healing power upon those who need your comfort and your presence. There are those who have fallen ill because of COVID-19. Comfort their hearts and heal their bodies. We pray for our sister Lil Ida with low blood platelets, and so is in a lot of pain. We pray for your comforting of her body and your strengthening of her spirit and her soul unto you. We pray for our sister Judy Mordecai recovering from a broken hip, and for your comfort of peace. We pray for Eliana Concha with a recurring UTI, and for Abigail Concha also with recurring UTI and a surgery on December 9th. We pray for your protective hand and your reviving power and peace. Lord, I lift up to you those with cancer, and Dana's friend Karen, Wayne's friend Tarcisio, Donna Detweiler's son, Lorena, who's a family and friend of ours. Lord, we pray for your hand of blessing upon these people and encourage them in you. And Father, we are saddened to hear of the passing of my mom's friend, Nettie, who is now in your presence. And now, through her faith in you, she is rejoicing in your love and your healing power for all eternity. Father, we pray for your wisdom, guidance, and direction upon Bethel as we try to return as much as we can to having as many services open and many opportunities for people to come to know you and to grow in the wisdom and knowledge of Christ. We pray that you would give us that wisdom that we need on regarding the radio and what opportunities there are for that. We pray that you would give us wisdom and guidance on outreach and reaching out into our local community with your gospel, that there would be revival and reformation in the land and people would know you. We pray for those churches that are in conflict with the state over their control over God's church, and that there would be more churches that would revive, stand up, and just say, we will preach the word of God. We will fill our buildings with to capacity from wall to wall, that you would be blessed, your name exalted and glorified. Revive us, O Lord, by your presence and spirit. Father, I pray for your blessing upon the missionaries that were throughout the world, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano of Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries throughout the United States. Encourage their hearts by your word and by your spirit to testify of Christ. We pray for the offering we receive today to be used for your honor and your glory, to expand the gospel of Jesus Christ to cover the world. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who support the work of ministry, whether they're listening over KKMC, over the internet, whether they're listening over the CD later in the sanctuary or in outdoor extensions. Lord, you would bless them and encourage their hearts to serve you. We rejoice that you are God and you have called us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. Today, Pastor is going to be continuing our study in the book of James. And if we'll please turn in our Bibles now to James chapter 5, verses 7 through 12. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's word, that's James chapter 5, verses 7 through 12. Therefore, be patient, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job, and seeing the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. May God bless the reading of His Word. Let us bow for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, once again, we come into your holy heaven. We enter into your holy throne room at this time, into your presence, only by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we might have access to you, Father. We thank you, Father, that Jesus is our mediator to intercede for us so that we may receive mercy and grace to help us in time of need. Father, your Son Jesus, speaking in John chapter 4, verses 22 through 24, to the Samaritan woman, saying, "You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." Father, may our worship today flow from hearts of sincerity and love toward you and your Savior, because you first loved us and rescued us from the pit of hell. Father, may you reveal your truth from your word to all the hearers today. As we draw close to you, you will draw close to us and give comfort to us by your Spirit in all our trials and tribulations. Father, may many hear the gospel today and repent and believe in Jesus as their Savior. And today, Father, we offer you all our praise and worship to you alone because of all your mighty works. Now, Father, bless our pastor and your great servant of yours, Greg Tomlinson, as he preaches your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.